The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, sticking with the question of changes in regulations around COVID, on Monday we'll see the reopening of construction, but on a phased basis. Building on houses can begin again, but commercial buildings such as office blocks and other industrial buildings is still going to be closed. Michael O'Flynn, Chair and CEO of the O'Flynn Group, joins me now. Michael, I'm sure you would welcome the return to residential building, absolutely vital that it is we get homes built. But are you surprised that other building activity is being held back? I think the industry, Construction Industry Federation, reckons there's about 20,000 construction workers who won't be returning to work.
Hello, Richard, and good morning. Yes, I welcome very much the fact that we are able to go back on housing and on residential generally. And I'm surprised that the wider industry isn't getting back. It's pretty hard to understand how some sections of the industry are deemed okay and safe, because at the end of the day, it's all about being safe. And I think the industry has proved itself in that regard. I mean, the incidence levels are there, the HSE records are there. And why one sector of the construction industry is not allowed to go back is confusing. I think that it's very difficult on that sector, but it's also difficult for the economy, the impact it's having on the economy. So there are wider issues here, which are very hard to understand.
I mean, it is interesting that during the lockdown, a decision was made that while residential building had to stop, certain public infrastructure buildings and things like data centres and certain other essential commercial buildings have been in operation. I think there's been about 40,000 people working during the lockdown on construction sites. And that level of incidence has been low. Of 158,000 cases of COVID, I think just 145 were linked to construction sites.
Yeah, no, your figures are correct. I mean, the incidence level in the industry, because of the safety protocols that are in place and the standing, the operating procedures that have been agreed right across the industry, we have proved our case here. And whilst we all understand a lot of the close down in some of the social areas, people in our industry are really struggling. I mean, you know, common sense has to apply for people to fully buy into what's happening. I think the people who understand what we are doing and how we are doing it, they're just really struggling now, because it doesn't actually make sense in one
well,
hand.
From a government...
Why social housing and certain aspects of the industry are deemed safe, when it's the very same activity that somehow is being deemed not safe.
Yeah, and I can see how on the face of it, a lot of people, you know, you could make that point. I suppose from a government public policy, health policy point of view, part of the thinking is we don't want all of the construction workers back at work on the same day, on the same week. It comes back to this idea of not having huge changes or shifts in the numbers of people that are back moving around again. I think that's probably part of the thinking behind it.
I know, Richard, but you're talking about 20,000 people out of 80,000, and by next Monday, and I really do welcome the fact that we are back, because of people losing mortgages and people really struggling with their tenancy situations, that at least we're back on the whole housing residential area. But you're talking about another 20,000, and you've outlined the figures there. I mean, the incidence levels are minuscule. I mean, you're talking about in 0.01%, I think, was the peak back when there were 8,000 cases per week. And if you look back over the last year, I mean, the industry figures are really strong. And I hear you on the phasing, but just understand that a lot of companies, and we're predominantly in the residential area, so I'm really not just speaking on my own behalf here, but a lot of people in our sector will be involved in both sectors. So you'll have people putting more people into the residential area and less into the areas that none into the areas that they can't open. So it doesn't totally mean that
more and fewer places.
Well, this is the point. Like, you're really increasing the numbers on some of the sites, and I'm not sure that's fully looked into and understood. But also understand here, I mean, we're talking about offices, FDI offices. You're talking about future investment in this country. I mean, the FDI is a critical part of what we do. And people, you know, we depend very much now on international capital in this country. You have to look at, and I deal with these people all the time, they're confused as to what's going on because they're comparing it with other countries. They have made investments and they don't understand why these buildings aren't being finished and okay. They're getting their rent on them. So you have to look at the economic impact about future decision making here. So it isn't just a question of phasing and that works. I don't think the phasing would make any difference.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there. Next week. Michael, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there, and I'm sure you're welcoming the fact that residential construction will begin
very
again,
so.
And many people will get back. Michael O'Flynn, Chair and CEO of the O'Flynn Group, and Ruth Andrews, Chief Executive of the Incoming Tour Operators Association. Thank you very much for joining.